Andrew Schneider on KRLS here with Noah Allen, a junior guard on the Pella basketball team following a sub-state win over Grinnell. Congratulations. What does it mean to be going to the Final Eight?
Thank you. I mean it lots. It means a lot. I've been dreaming about this ever since I was a kid, freshman in high school, and to be with this team, be with all these kids, you know, it means a lot. I'm excited, and I'm ready to go kick butt. So.
Well, and this team obviously had a big run to this point, but tonight was a little different. Grinnell came out. They were hitting a lot of shots. They get a 10-0 run on you. What was that response like, though, and how critical was that 11-0 run you guys answered with?
Really, I mean, it was just take care of the ball, play solid D, and, you know, just be confident. Play our game. Don't play their game. They're trying to slow us down. So, and we did just that. And obviously, you know, scoreboard shows it. So,
well, and it felt like after that run, it was back and forth all the way until near the end of the fourth quarter. What were they doing that? What were they doing to kind of keep themselves in the game? And what, I'm guessing it was a little frustrating you couldn't go on that big run.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating. They were really keeping us out of transition, and that was making it really hard for us. But, you know, eventually towards the end, we kind of got past that barrier, and here we are. So.
Well, and foul shooting was critical. Yes. And this team doesn't do a lot of it just because you go out in front so often. But how big was it to see the guys and different guys step up at the line?
It was huge. I mean, me, Grant, Carl, I think Josh went 4-for-4. I think Ryan, Parker, I mean, everyone hit free throws, and that was huge, and that's really what gave us this lead. So,
well, and this team, obviously, you were the newcomer, and you couldn't join until halfway through the season, and even in those moments, there's been ups and downs. What do you think the biggest key was, especially after DCG, to making you more comfortable in the offense and this whole team really starting to click?
Really, I would just say confidence in each other. I think after DCG, really, everyone started clicking. Everyone really started playing their game, playing to their strengths, and I think that's really what got us going.
And what about you? I mean, you were playing with this team in the summer, albeit a kind of different summer, and you were practicing with them, but obviously it's a little different when you're on the floor. How did you try to find your way through this team, and how does it feel now that you've kind of found it?
Yeah, really, I mean, just try to find my rhythm, try to do what coach tells me to do, and like I said, play to my strengths, you know, hitting some shots, also playing good D's, so.
Well, and obviously I talked to Parker a little bit about this, and he kind of, you know, you played AAU with him,
yep.
And now you're here to this point with him and with this team, and it's got to be different being a newcomer, but how have you been welcomed by not only him but your classmates in the school, and what does it mean to be wearing the green and white going to state?
Honestly, ever since the first day of school, everyone's been welcoming to me, and I've loved that, and really ever since I came here, I couldn't be any more happier, and I can't wait to be in the green and white going to state. I am enthralled. So.
And the Wells next week, what do you think it's going to take for this team to make the big run you want to make and have a chance at a state championship?
Really, just play our game. Play with confidence. Play good D. And I think we have a very good shot. So,
Noah Allen, congratulations.
Thank you.